With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with Cammie Molinari, who is the athletics director at Manchester Essex High School, as we sort of look into spring sports and look back at winter sports. Cammie, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me back.
All right. Hey, listen, I guess the first question to ask is, I haven't seen you since football season, the year in general, I mean, we've sort of emerged from the dark days of COVID, more or less. I know a lot of winter teams had some problems with illnesses at the beginning of winter sports. How'd you guys make out?
We actually made out very well. We didn't really get hit that hard with that many illnesses. There were sporadic illnesses that took specific student athletes out for a brief period of time, but they hopped right in. There was nothing major like we had last year, which was great.
Yeah. All right. I want to sort of recap winter sports, and maybe if you think of it, you can highlight one or two of your student athletes from the winter. But I want to start first with a sport that we don't really cover that much, but it's near and dear to my heart, and that's skiing. You guys do have a ski team, yes?
We do.
Tell me about it.
We actually hired a brand new coach this year. Her name is Molly Friedman for our ski team, and then she had a new assistant coach, Jerry Murphy, and the two of them really helped revitalize some energy in that program, and they're really excited, and they're going to be up to some great things in the future.
Now, where do they compete? Where do they go?
We go to Ski Bradford to compete in the North Shore Ski League.
Okay, very good. All right, so let's go. Let's take a look at winter sports, and I guess we probably should start with basketball.
It was a great year all around for both our boys and our girls basketball programs. We're super proud of what they were able to accomplish this year, especially with our girls program being so young. We had high hopes for both teams, and they definitely proved us right. It was great. It was a great season for both.
All right. And any other highlights in winter sports, whether it's basketball or track or whatever?
Yeah, so we're super excited to say that our winter teams across the board did really well.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at our overall records, we had 49 wins, 25 losses, which was a winning percentage of 66% across the board. So all around, our winter teams like surpassed all of our expectations, which was great. Specifically on the boys basketball program, like Kate Furse, our co-Cal Baker player of the year, he really stepped up this year. He had a great season. On the girls' side, Calista Lye, first-team Cal All-Star, she also had a great season. Our two coaches for our basketball programs were named Baker Coach of the Year. Swimming and diving, we had Megan Grader, who's a freshman, and Sydney Hemme, who's also a freshman. They both qualified for individual events in the MIAA postseason, which was fantastic. Megan Grader coming in eighth place in her individual event of the Girls 200 IM in the North Sectionals, and Girls 100 Back, eighth place at Girls States. It was a really great season for her. We're excited to see what both of those freshmen are able to accomplish. And we also had a girls relay that qualified for sectionals, and they did very well. And then for indoor track, Finn O'Hara came in second place at the Division 5 meet in the 1 mile. He had an awesome year. He came in first. He's a Cal First Team All-Star in the 1 mile event as well. And then he was our only athlete to advance to the meet of champions and came in 12th in the boys 1 mile event. So really proud of him and all he accomplished, and just indoor track across the board. They had so many PRs and school records that were broken. We're very proud of all of them.
Sounds like the Hornets. I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish up. Sorry.
Just to touch on skiing a little bit, because that program is one that, like you said, near and dear to your heart, but also to mine too. Kiernan Day was our top individual all-star, and she was ranked 20th overall at the end of the season, so we're excited to see what she can do over the next 4 years as well. She's only in eighth grade, so
it's a
tremendous accomplishment for her. Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say, I mean, considering the conditions, that's great, because we don't have the winters we used to.
They were hurting for snow this year. It was tough. It was a tough season.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What I was going to say is I think you guys are going to have to build a bigger trophy room. I mean, what an outstanding season you had, really.
Yeah, it was outstanding. I just could not believe how successful each of our teams was. It was great.
Now, I was reading the preview by Nick Kukru in the Gloucester Times today, and Nick looks very favorable upon your spring sports. I know that certainly softball and lacrosse always stand out, so tell me a little bit about how this week has gone. I know it's early, but the expectations are always huge over there at Manchester Essex. And, you know, this is a – and plus the weather's been pretty good, so the kids can get outside.
Oh, yeah, it's been awesome. So we're really excited, actually. We're bringing back our softball program for the first time in 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think we went on a hiatus in about 2019 because our numbers took a dip, but the numbers are going back up. So we're bringing back that program in Manchester, Essex. There's a lot of energy around it. We have 13 girls on the team. It's going to be a great year for them. Our lacrosse programs, they've been outside. They've been loving the warm weather. We're excited to see what they can do. Our boys' side has so many seniors, it's hard to keep track of them. So they're looking to do some big things this year. And girls lacrosse looking for a repeat to get to the finals and then hopefully win the whole thing this spring. We have a very strong goalkeeper back there, so we're excited to see what she can do. And then baseball, yeah, we graduated our ace pitcher, Vaughn O'Leary, but I still think that they have really good potential this year, returning a lot of good talent. Mike DiOrio's coming in big, Matt McKenna back there hopefully catching for us. So we're excited to see what that team can do, the defending state champions from last spring. And then just our girls and boys tennis programs, they did really well mm-hmm. last spring. We didn't graduate too much on the girls' side. Our first team of doubles of Parker Brooks and Gracie Susco, that's a big loss for us, but the rest of the team is really rallying around, and we're excited to see what that group of girls can do. Boys' side, we graduated a lot of seniors. I think we had 17 seniors in our boys' tennis program, but still, we have high hopes for them. Jack Cummins coming back. He's only a sophomore, but he'll most likely be our first singles player, and we're super excited for him to see what he can accomplish this year. He did very well for us last year as well.
My head is spinning here. You've got one of the smaller schools, of course, in the area. How about strength of schedule? How has that been with this new MIAA playoffs for your teams in general? Because you always have a tough schedule no matter what.
Definitely. I mean, our Cal teams and our Cal opponents, they're just always so strong and competitive, and we always look forward to playing those games just to see where we match up against not only the Cal Baker teams but also the Kinney teams as well. Those are always exciting matchups for us. And then we always look for some competitive non-leagues to fill in our gaps in our schedule. For baseball, we're going to go up in some divisions and by playing Marblehead and Bishop Fenwick. For girls lacrosse, we're excited to play the state champions from the Division III state champions of Medfield this year, so that'll be a tough opponent for us on that schedule, which will help our strength of schedule a lot. So we really try to play up in some divisions for our non-leagues to get additional talent, but just our Cal teams are great talent and great competition for
us. Absolutely,
well.
And you're not shy about facing anybody. That's way cool. Cammie, I have to ask you before I let you go, your first full year now, you've completed a year at Manchester Essex as the Director of Athletics. I want to ask you, what has been maybe the happiest surprise about the job for you? Because I know you probably ran into some headaches and problems that were a little daunting at first, and you overcame them, but what's the most pleasing part that you really wasn't expected about doing this job?
Honestly, with such a small school, the best part of my job is the ability for me to get to know our student athletes on an individual one-on-one basis. Developing those relationships has by far been the highlight. All of our coaches are phenomenal. They're great people to work with. I'm excited to continue to keep working with them. And then just our community overall is so supportive of athletics, and I couldn't thank them enough for all of their support as well. So, yeah, highlight of my day is the student athletes coming and going from my office and just talking to them and hearing about their highlights and success stories on and off the court and field of whatever sport they're choosing to play.
Sorry, but that leads me to a follow-up question. I know that super athletes always get recruited, but as a director of athletics, you just talked about knowing your kids. Are there kids, especially seniors and probably some juniors, that you're really happy to see, whether they play athletics or not, they come in and tell you what they're doing next year, and it's something that they really look forward to?
Oh, definitely. We're actually holding our NLI signing day in a couple weeks, and we have 6 student athletes so far that are committed to play at the Division III level next year. I'm super excited to see what all those kids can do at the next level, academically and athletically. It's awesome just hearing all their success stories, and especially right now with our seniors trying to figure out where they're going next year. When they come in and tell me that they've committed somewhere, it's the best feeling in the world. I'm super excited for
you that. Know, it's funny, as I went along in my career in teaching, and I did a little coaching, but late in the career, decades, I think, oh, I've got so much experience, I can talk to these kids. But then on the other hand, where you're closer in age to these kids, you can relate to them on a level that others can't. So that's got to be gratifying as well.
Oh, definitely. And it doesn't feel like that long ago that I was going through the recruiting process myself, so I can definitely help them along the way, which I think benefits both of us, because I get just as excited for them as I did when I was doing it myself.
Tremendous. All right, looking forward to following Manchester Essex Sports this spring, and I'm going to check in with you from time to time.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cammy. Take care.
All right. Yeah, you as well.
Bye-bye. That's Cammy Molinari, who is the Director of Athletics at Manchester Essex High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.